Hey guys, thanks for joining us for this sixth episode of the second season of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. Special guests for this episode include actor and comedian Bill Leff talking about his weekday and Saturday morning shows on MeTV. We'll also visit with actor and musician Joe Morton and his good friend, writing partner Kenny Lehman. We'll be talking about the song and video for Wake Up America. We'll also visit with Kate the Chemist, got a new book in the Kate the Chemist series, Stem Night Disaster. If you would, please take the time to subscribe, drop a like, comment, leave some feedback, and of course, share with your friends. Our first guest, Bill Leff, will be talking about his weekday morning shows on MeTV. You know, we love cartoons, we love comedy. Well, you know, we love morning shows as well. We've got a little bit of all of that. We've got host Bill Leff, and Bill, gonna let you talk about a couple of great shows on MeTV Network. Weekdays underway, and first off, Bill, thanks so much for taking the time.
Cameron, it's an honor, and what you just said are golden words to my ears. Everybody loves cartoons. There's no doubt about it. You just mentioned that you love them. You can't find anybody that doesn't just revel in the fact that cartoons are just magical, you know?
That's right. And right now, especially, I love delving back a little bit. I've spent so much time watching some of those old classics, and for you to share those as part of your morning show, I mean, that's got to be amazing, right?
Oh, it's so much fun. The heads here at MeTV years and years and years ago noticed that there's kind of a void. We all grew up. Some of us had we were fortunate enough before school or after school to have a cartoon show. Certainly Saturday mornings were flooded. All the networks ran cartoons. And the bosses here said, we got to go back to that. That's missing. And kids need that. Kids and adults both need to watch that again. And they bought this incredible library, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of classic cartoons from the golden age of animation. And we're running them every day on MeTV.
Now for you, what is the go-to for you? If you're having a day and you're just like, I need a pick-me-up, what is the go-to for you?
The ones that I love watching the most, they're all good, but the black and white Popeye cartoons that were done by the Fleischer Studios in the 1940s, the animation is so crisp and clear. There's always something moving. Popeye and Bluto are muttering under their breath. They might be swearing. I'm not sure. I can't make out what they're saying, but they're just that battle to win olive oil's love and the insanely great animation that's going on. That just puts me in a good mood all the time.
Now, Bill, how hilarious is it as we age and we start looking at the old cartoons and you're able to do things and say things that politically you might not get away with in other modes of communication? And how funny is it? Do you still get cracked up by that, the things that you hear and you're like, you can't say that?
Well, it's really funny because there were certain cartoons that were made available to us that we watched here, and we all decided that in these very politically correct times, it's probably in everyone's best interest to not run those.
Yeah.
However, there's so many great ones that, you know, they walk the line a little bit. They were a lot more daring back in the 40s and the 50s than we are now. Hard to believe, but it's true. And, you know, we run them in their entirety. We don't cut stuff out. We leave them intact because there's so many cartoon fanatics that if you pull even a single frame, they would know. So we're very careful on what we show. But the ones that are being shown are universally adored, I think.
Yeah, and for you to also be, we talked about the weekdays, but also on Saturday morning cartoons, I mean, that's a staple. I remember, you know, I hated getting up in the mornings, but you could not get me up. I was up before the alarm on Saturday mornings. So to do that and keep that tradition alive as well, Bill, it's got to be a huge honor as well.
You know, it's funny. The show that we do, Tune In With Me, runs Monday through Friday, and we really have patterned ourselves after the way it used to be where every city had a morning show, cartoon show, or a after-school cartoon show. But Saturday mornings is a three-hour block of just solid cartoons every Saturday, and the response has been overwhelming. So many people thanking us, saying, this is the time we miss the most, those morning or afternoon cartoon binges. It's so nice to finally see them again.
And Bill, obviously, with all of the guidelines that we've got to follow healthily, the numbers of castmates has been cut back, and we look forward to even more castmates and other voice members as well.
There's three of us right now that perform on the show, and we do, I think somebody just tallied it the other day, we do between 25 and 30 characters between the three of us. It's fun to exercise those acting muscles, but we will all welcome the day when there's more cast members filling out the roster. Absolutely, Cameron.
Now, what is the biggest thing that 2020 taught you? Was it maybe a technical thing or maybe something that inward that you're carrying forward into 2021?
You know, the thing I think I learned most was to just relish every moment. I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but life goes by so fast, and the weirdness of 2020 really taught me that every day brings a new adventure and to enjoy those days. And as hard as it is at times to enjoy the way that things have been, I'm really taking great pride in smiling every day and having a good time.
Now, who was the first voice that you imitated, whether it was a good imitation or not? What was the first one that they got you hooked?
When I was a kid, I mastered the voices of all my teachers. And I know this is weird because I would love to do those voices for you, but you didn't know Mrs. Kessman, so you wouldn't know if it sounded a lot like her. But I really learned that the best way to have a good time in school was to learn to do the teachers' voices. So in second and third and fourth grade, I could do all their voices. It hasn't come in handy yet, but I know at some point it'll pay off.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it was spot on, Bill. I can tell you that right now.
Thank you. That's very nice of
you. now, Bill, if again, want to remind our listeners where to find the morning show weekdays, also the Saturday mornings, and also the social media handles to follow as well.
We start at 7 o'clock on the Pacific time zone and on the Eastern time zone, and in the Midwest and the Central time zone, we're on 6 to 7. But go to MeTV.com, and most of the information, if not all of it, should be there. We're easy to find, and it really is a fun hour every day, Cameron. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right. Well, Bill, it has been great to visit with you this morning. Continued success on the morning show, and hopefully we can catch up again real soon.
I'd love it, Cameron. Thanks so much.
Up next, we'll visit with actor and musician Joe Morton, along with songwriting partner Kenny Lehman, about the new song and video for Wake Up America. First off, Joe and Kenny, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Now, first off, Joe, as we had got through the pandemic, and man, there was so much going on and so much heaviness in the world, and I know this kind of brought the song to heart, to life, if you will. And tell us how the song, now that it's out there and been played and been taken in, if you will, kind of the response and the reaction and activities that have been sparked as a result, you think?
Well, we did a lot of television sort of talking about the song, and it seems so far that everyone who has heard it or sort of run into it one way or another seems to really enjoy it. So we're doing another round of tours so that because especially now, I think what happened was that everyone thought that 2021 was going to be something different than 2020. and it turns out that's not true. I mean, just in the first couple of weeks, someone made a phone call to Georgia to find votes. The Senate is now very different than it was. There was an insurrection at the White House, and we have a president who has been impeached for the second time, the only one in history. And this is just the first few weeks of 2021. So, and then we have a president coming in who's talking about unity, and a president who will be in the middle of a impeachment trial. So again, things have not ramped down. They seem to be ramping up.
That's right.
Perfect timing for our song.
That's right. And to Wake Up America, and Joe, this isn't necessarily aimed any particular direction, but we've just we got to open our eyes and work together, and for the betterment of everything is what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it is about unity. It is about walking away from tribalism. It is about the fact that we, the people, need to be the ones serving out democracy. It is about us as a nation coming together to heal the wounds that have been incurred.
And Kenny, for you to be a part of this and making the not necessarily political statement, but it is an affirming statement for you. How important is that for you musically right now?
Extremely important. I always want to make a difference somehow, and this put me into a direction that I probably have never been in before. And I loved it to make a difference, to wake people up, to have music match what Joe's magnificent words are. It was a real thrill for me. So, and we spent a lot of time getting to that point to make sure that it really had that impact. So this was a an evolution for my creativity also.
And Kitty, in 2020, I love talking to musicians and songwriters, especially that have gone through the quarantine and the pandemic like we have. What new technology have you become accustomed to this year?
doing these radio tours has been something I love doing. So this is one. And also, all the technology and music is just taking off. You know, it's just been remarkable for me to, you know, many years ago, to do a project like this for Joe and I, we would have to have brought in musicians constantly to see what was working and not working and working and not working. It was not cost effective. It was difficult to get everybody there at the same time. Here, with technology, I have all of my instruments are in the box, or, you know, virtual instruments. When we need somebody, like we brought in a real bass player, we had one in a gospel choir. Joe sang and did spoken word and rack. So, you know, we added to technology, but the technology has been a lot of fun and makes me be able to move quicker and get through ideas quicker and make decisions quicker.
And Joe, with the downtime, has the inspiration been easier to find over the past few months for writing or introspection, or has it been maybe a little harder for you?
It's been, I've done a lot of things during this pandemic. I've done several plays on Zoom, some really, really interesting work for both the public theater and the venue theater. I did things, this thing called Lessons in Survival for the Vineyard Theater. And basically, we had this wonderful director came up with an idea of finding old interviews, let's say, with James Baldwin and Nikki Giovanni. And so these actors would listen to the interview and then repeat back what they heard in real time, and it would be recorded. And again, very much like our song, the relevance of something that was said maybe 40, 50 years ago, it still has an impact today. So I've done a lot of work over this time that has kept me absolutely busy.
And what's the outlook on 2021, both acting and musically for you?
As a actor, I'll be doing a new series called Inside the Black Box, which is kind of like Inside the Actor's Studio, but from the point of view of color of people and people of color of people. Look at that. People of color. And the idea is to bring actors, directors, writers, producers, whomever, into the studio in front of a live audience, have them interact with that audience, as well as tell their story. And what I'm hoping is what we will put together over time is the history of people of color in the entertainment field in this country.
That's right. So, and Kenny, for you, 2021, how has goal setting changed for this year?
Well, I've learned a lot. I do understand the need for people to understand that working together is what breaks down barriers, you know, having the experience of sharing each other's souls, you know, getting to know each other. It makes all that other stuff dissolve, you know, all the issues and all the beliefs, learning about breaking down belief systems, you know, instead of having belief systems, just go by what is going on in the moment. So then you can develop a new way of thinking, you know, a new way of being with people. So that would affect my music. And Joe and I are doing we're doing Joe's album. So that's going to impact how we continue with his album also.
That's right. Again, Joe and Kenny, I truly appreciate the time that you guys have offered us this morning. And I want to make sure, Joe, to let folks know where they can find more information about the music. Not only that, but the video and all the social media as well.
Yeah, the video can be found on YouTube or any of the other streaming possibilities, both the video and the song itself on most streaming platforms.
All right. Well, Joe Morton and Kenny Lehman, again, thank you so much for your time. If you haven't checked out the video, check out Wake Up America. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Thank you very much.
Our last guest, Kate the Chemist, will be visiting about the new book in her series called STEM Night Disaster. Dr. Kate Bieberdorf on the line, better known Kate the Chemist, and that's probably how I'll try to refer to her so I don't massacre her brutally, that name. But first off, Kate, always good to visit with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, no worries about the last name. I married into it, so I totally understand learning how to pronounce it.
Now, Kate, obviously, folks, we've talked about the Book of Experiments, but the Kate the Chemist series continues on. Talk about the STEM Night Disaster, Kate. Did this come up? Did you do the writing during quarantine, or was this stuff that was done prior to that as well?
Oh, this one might have been done right before quarantine. I'm trying to think about how that actually landed. Yeah, I bet you I finished this one right about in March, maybe when it just started. So we're on the fifth book right now, so all these deadlines blend together. But for the third one here, for the STEM Night Disaster, I had so much fun writing it. That's the thing I remember about it, because what we had to do was come up with a saboteur who's coming in and, you know, messing with little Kate the Chemist experiment, and we had to try to figure out how Kate attended version of myself would use science to kind of figure out who the saboteur was, and then how they could kind of save the day at the end of the story using science as well. So that's what I remember about it, is just how fun I had, how much fun I had.
Now, along with that, being able to go back and relive or redo a 10-year-old you, I mean, how much fun is that? And do you sometimes get lost and forget that, you're not still the 10-year-old Kate the Chemist?
Oh, absolutely. I have had so much fun writing the series, because as a 10-year-old version, right, you can do so much in the fiction series. But in the first book, I had little Kate the Chemist breathing fire. So 10-year-old version myself would never have been able to do that. But in the fiction series, you can kind of bend the rules a little bit. So that's what I'm having fun with, is kind of making it so that the 10-year-old version of myself can kind of do a little bit more adult experiments, just to keep it fun. And then in the back of every book, I always include one of the experiments that the kids do in the story, so that once the children have actually gone through and read the book, they can do the experiment with the characters. And I think that's just really fun.
Now, Kate, were you truly the Kate the Chemist at 10 years of age? Was this something that that truly piqued your interest from that far back as well?
So my love of chemistry started when I was 15. So it was my sophomore year of high school. I was incredibly fortunate to have Mrs. Kelly Palsrock. She was this amazing chemistry teacher, and she was just so passionate. She would run around the classroom. She was engaging. She was excited about chemistry. And honestly, ever since I was 15, I knew I wanted to be a chemist because of that one woman in this one class. So that's what it was for me.
And for you to have that same kind of influence on another generation, to pass it along, if you will, I mean, how cool is that, especially in the times that we're living in right now, for folks to be able to have some other ideas of ways to entertain?
Right. I mean, right now we can see more than anything that scientists are just the heroes of our time. They're coming in with this vaccine. So I think it's really neat to kind of take that idea for your kids and say, hey, if you're interested in science, if you like what they're doing, here's a story or here's an experiment you could do. So you're distracting, you know, you're distracting your kids from what's going on in the news right now, because we all need a distraction, but it's also educational and it's fun. And at the end of the day, who doesn't like putting Mentos in Diet Coke? Like, it's just, you know, maybe you just need that day.
Now, Kate, as a result of 2020 and quarantining and being at home like we have had to be, have your neighbors had any bizarre complaints, I guess, about anything coming from the house?
No. Oh, that's so funny that you asked that, though. No, my neighbors are awesome. They are so supportive. I will say, though, that I scared I think it was a FedEx driver, because I was doing an experiment in my garage where I was lighting hydrogen gas on fire, and I probably shouldn't be announcing this, but it was just a tiny experiment. It was really small. And like, I was just lighting it on fire to see, and you had this blue flame come up, and it's this really beautiful experiment. And the guy was dropping off a package to my neighbor, and he was very alarmed. Like, you could tell he didn't know if I was in danger, if I wanted the fire, if this was good. But so that's my only complaint from neighbors so far. This is poor, poor delivery man.
Now, and we talk about the hardships that we've endured, but I also like to hear what maybe you learned from this last year that you're going to be able to apply moving forward.
Well, so for me, I definitely have more of an appreciation of science just in general. I would say that I am pretty strong-minded that I think chemistry is the best subject in the entire world. But I think my respect for other scientists and other jobs has definitely increased. And I've really been humbled by reading some amazing stories of what these researchers have been doing over the last years. Like, some of them are just not leaving labs in order to come up with these vaccines for us. And it's just been incredible. So I have a huge appreciation for all of my colleagues out there who have just been working so incredibly hard to honestly to save the human race. So it's been a good time to be a scientist.
That's right. Now, what is maybe been the best feedback? Maybe one of your experiments that folks have shown you this year.
Well, I have to say that I did something for the holidays. I had this ho-ho holiday giveaway, and I had people enter their names, and I gave away different things. So I gave away some books with some experiment stuff involved so that they could actually follow along and do the experiments with the book right away when they get it. And then I also gave away some gift cards to our local bookstore, and I gave that to a couple college students. And I will say their gratitude for that. I mean, they're just so broke right now, and they're stuck at home and they're having trouble. And so they were so grateful for just gift cards to the bookstore. And so it's something that I've learned that's a really easy way I can give back to my community with gift cards to the bookstore. And so that's something I'm going to be doing for 2021. And I encourage you all to do that too for local bookstores. I think it's a great way to support them.
That's right. And again, the new book, STEM Night Disaster. Kate, I want to make sure and let our listeners know where to find out not only about the new book, but the entire series and everything else you got going social media wise as well.
Yeah, my website is katethechemist.com. You can find anything about my books there. All the books are available at local bookstores or anywhere you can order books. And then if you want to find anything else about me, you can follow me on Instagram at katethechemist.
All right. Well, Kate, always great to visit with you. I hope you enjoy a happy new year and we catch up again real soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Happy New Year.
Thanks again for joining us for this sixth episode of the second season of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, question, or anything else you'd like to know, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at GQ with Cam. If you'd like to help out in the funding for this podcast, feel free to click the support tab and follow the instructions. If you have a special guest idea, email me gqwithcam@gmail.com. Again, thanks to our friend Brandon Allen for coming up with the music for Good Questions with Cameron Dole. We're going to let him play us out. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday. Join us for episode 7 coming up tomorrow.